Welcome to Mondays with Miles. There are a number of schools that have revenues that exceed their expenses. Dr. Brand, how common is this?
It's not very common. My guess is that it's a dozen or less schools that actually exceed revenues exceed expenses in Division IA, and no other institution other than Division IA schools do that.
Do the departments that do turn a profit, few as they are, do they have a responsibility to help subsidize other academic departments on campus, just as athletics departments are subsidized by the university themselves?
Yes, with some caution, and the same cautions you would give to the School of Business, for example. I think the athletic department needs to create a reserve, because not every year will be an up year, it will be a down year, and otherwise you might have to go back to the university. So you got to create a reserve. Usually in universities that's done by an endowment. And secondly, to the extent that they do have some ability, even past the need for reserves, yes, they ought to put it in the general university funds for use by the general university. And sometimes, since it's one year at a time, it isn't most institutions normally a year after year event, they'll put it in the library or some other very important, scholarship funds for general undergraduate student body or some such. I think that's a wise thing to do, and institutions do that, in fact.
Students pay fees for a lot of things. Maybe if it's a larger campus, they'll pay fees for use of the bus that takes them from place to place. They also have been paying fees for athletics. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, here's the truth of the matter. In Division IA, it's the only division in which there's a real opportunity, I think, to meet expenses. On average, schools don't meet expenses. On 1A, the average expenditure rates are about $29.5 million a year. Some schools more, a few less. In Division 1A, however, their revenue streams through media rights, sale of tickets, and so on, is about $27 million. So there's a deficit on average for every Division 1A team. Where are they going to make up that deficit? One place that some schools make up that deficit is to ask the students directly to contribute through an athletics fee. And usually, but not always, the students will get some return on that, better seats or free tickets to certain games and maybe even free tickets to football games. It depends upon the size of that student fee. I think it's okay to charge fees to students. Better if you charge fees and you give some benefit for it. Some direct benefit for it, but we're going to see actually more and more schools moving towards fees. Students don't always like this, but moving more towards fees to make up on average this deficit.
Should athletics directors be working harder to earn a profit so that their departments are more self-reliant? If we only have a dozen that are self-reliant, then they're asking for funds from other places.
I think the athletic director, just like the dean of the School of Business, must do everything he or she can in order to generate revenue to balance the budgets. But, and this is a very important but, this is the heart of the matter, but it must be done in conformity with the values and mission of the institution. You can't just go out, for example, and exploit student-athletes' images in order to make money. You can't turn the event into something that's garish, like a NASCAR event, just selling advertising hither and thither. I mean, I think you really have to figure out what works within that environment and it abides by the values and mission of the institution. It's a challenge. It's not easy to do, but I think that's an absolute necessity.
But is it necessary for Division I-A schools to be spending as many millions as they are? Coming from a Division III background, I loved my athletic experience, and I think the Brandeis budget was about $500,000 a year, and we had about 20 programs.
It really is a very different kind of experience, I think. The net expenditure rates at some of the 1A schools, even the ones that are not breaking even, are probably less than the net expenditure rate that you did at Brandeis, because what these 1A schools do is they generate revenue which offsets some of the expenditures. So it's not so much how much you're spending. It's about what kind of program you want and what league you're competing in. You want to be competitive, whether it's D3 or D1. You want to be competitive. What does it take to be competitive? And secondly, what's the net cost? So if you get a great deal of revenue and you come close to breaking even and don't break even, you might be in a better position than Brandeis in the proportion of its budget it's putting into athletics.
And in discussing the large budgets of Division I-A institutions, it's just a very minute 3 to 5% of the large institutional budgets, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I know that many people think that in Division 1A, the expenditure rate is, I'm talking about expenditures now, not net, but the expenditures are a big part of what the university does. In fact, some of these universities, in fact, many of them in 1A, are multi-billion dollar a year operations. And if they're only spending on average a little less than $30 million on athletics and getting most of that back through revenue, I think that is actually a very small part of the budget.
Well, a lot of interesting issues here. I'm sure you have some last words on the topic.
Yeah, you know, I wrote about the problem that particularly Division I institutions are facing on the blog. And I said, here's the problem. Okay, what's the solution? And in the next week or two, I'm going to write another blog, Josh, and try and point people towards what that solution might be.
Okay, well, we look forward to reading that. Thank you for starting your week with Dr. Brand and I on Mondays with Miles. Make sure to check out the AA Zone blog, where Dr. Brand will be posting his second part of that series at www.AAZone.com. We'll see you next week.